Yo, what's happening out there, man? This is the 5 for 30 podcast, and we are just thrilled to have you with us this holiday week. I hope you got everything you wanted for Christmas, and thanks for pressing play. So this week, as usual, we got five topics coming at you this week, coming in hot. We talk about Gucci Mane disrespecting Eminem, saying he's not rap's king. We got Cardi and Offset out in Puerto Rico and their relationship madness. We got a discussion on church as a pastor gifts a Lamborghini worth $200,000 to his wife, and how should his congregation feel about that. Coming in after that, Joyner Lucas beefs with Royce the 5'9". And lastly, Vladimir Putin trying to control hip-hop in Russia. Hey, once again, if you like walking with us, man, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, go out on the App Store, give us a 5-star review, let the people know why you like what you heard. Again, it's your boy Bo at Merrill Productions on your Insta webs, Instagram.com, and my brother Grip at Grip Get It on the same Instagram and Instagram.com. 5 for 30. Thanks for rocking with us. Let's go. People, what is happening? It is the 5 for 30. We're back another week getting into, as G would say, the real fucking news. I'm your boy, Bo, at Merrill Productions on the Instawebs, Instagram, Instagram.com. Check me out with my boy,
Grip, at Grip Get It on Instagram. Follow me, leave a like, leave a comment, follow us.
Yeah,
hit,
man.
Hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, show some love. We got a 5 for 30 page, too, with all the snippets of the things we talk about. You can check that out. What we got coming up right now?
All right, Gucci Mane thinks Eminem is nowhere close to being rap's king. I already got something to say about this because I read the article and all that.
Coming in hot.
No, look, the way they framed this, they made it seem all, because also the article is really Eminem favored, because at the end they put the album sales and like Eminem obviously way outshadows Gucci Mane. But what Gucci is saying is true. Eminem is not leading the culture in any way anymore.
You know, Eminem never evolved, and I read an article about him recently where they were kind of talking about he's probably been rap's most overrated star.
I don't see, he's done that to himself, and I think that view will go away. I think that's currently like every music's got to reject its forefathers at some point. Like, in music's going through an evolution right now, and it's changing, and there were different values then, and people that like a lot of that music hate a lot of the new shit. So I think it'll go away in the end. Eminem is legend and all that, but yeah, Eminem isn't like really culturally relevant to hip-hop, real talk.
I don't think he's aged particularly well. I think Eminem actually was a pop phenomenon.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would necessarily... I mean, he's a rap phenomenon for talent level. See, the big thing about Eminem that was crazy is that he was the star and he also had the talent. Sometimes you have stars that don't really have the talent. They're just, for whatever reason, they make it. And right. They're big. I think, you know, I don't want to say they didn't have talent, but you remember Nelly? When right. Nelly was big? He had a style to him, but I don't know that he was the most talented dude. Eminem is talented.
You know, Eminem did things that you never heard before. Eminem exactly. Pushed the genre. You can't take that away. I do think, like, Eminem never happened before, and I don't think we'll see another Eminem exactly again. No. Because it was this perfect... When have you ever heard...
Perfect
if you,
storm.
If you put Eminem's style down, you know what they call it? It's horrorcore, and there's other rap. Like, it's
they
like
also call it very technical.
Well, it's technical, but all his rap is like... super technical and about like extreme gore and yeah. Like murder and like his dreams and
yeah,
like
a lot of the earlier
weird
stuff yeah.
Shit that has never been pop and yeah. And probably won't come back pop.
Yeah,
like to be honest, well, like well, now well, it seems like
some of that stuff though wasn't the mainstream stuff. The mainstream stuff he did was like the
yeah
blue,
he did pop
blue
hits.
And yellow purple pills and Stan with Dido. I mean that was a little
no he stuff. Had the pop hits. They made Eminem a pop phenomenon. Like he did it too, but. I'm just like his whole albums and most of his work and all this extra stuff that I'm in.
Yeah,
he's a
yeah,
very specific type of rapper.
Yeah.
And there are other. Here's the thing about when we talk about the GOATs. Look, if we're just talking about technical ability, there are rappers that aren't like pop rappers that we see that are way more technical than all of these guys, but their music isn't good and no one wants to listen to it.
Like, I think the shock value is a lot of what made Eminem Eminem. Because he's trying to do the shock value thing now, but we're way past that level of shock value. Like, what was
can't be shocking anymore.
Well, exactly. Like, Howard Stern was shocking. You know, that was a thing. And now, like, there are shows on Vice 10 times more explicit than that.
Bro, nothing matters no more, bro. Like, I remember, like, Hooters used to be, like, a thing.
Right.
Bro, they brought open to Hooters in Yuma, I remember, a small town.
Now they got these hoes selling coffee in bikinis now.
Yeah, I seen that. They wear, like, G-strings.
Hey, we got one on the corner up here. I'm like, I would go there and get coffee, but then I want to go there all the time and get coffee. So I don't want to fall into that trap.
No, that just sounds like a bad idea. But, bro, fucking Hooters, like... That outfit used to be racy.
Yeah, for sure.
Girls wear that to church.
Hey, that's right.
And they aren't even like, they're like a good girl.
Hey, hey, girls go out of body paint these days. These are facts, man. These are all facts. Okay, so what do you think about his commentary, though? Nowhere close? Because I feel like that's a slight. I feel like he's probably outside of the conversation, in my opinion, but he's in the conversation.
Right.
You bring him up, but you don't. He's not gonna get the crown, but you're gonna talk about him.
Eminem's like a top five.
So was this shade?
I don't think Gucci meant it like that. It looked like he was being asked a question. He was being asked to respond to someone saying Eminem is the king of rap, and then Gucci said, "I just don't see how you could say that. Like, you just want to listen to that, drive around? Do you bump Eminem?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
do you
yeah,
just
yeah.
listen to metaphors, and
that,
bump
and
metaphors?
That, and listen, that was the that's realest what shit he could have said.
And that's all he said.
Yeah.
And then this article pointed out his album sales and all this other shit. And it's like, yeah, but you can't say Gucci is more than just his album sales. And that's much less than you can say about Eminem.
And he's a cultural icon. That's facts.
Yeah, and he's leading the culture, too. He's running fucking record labels and shit. And, like, he's putting people on. And he's doing... Gucci makes moves. It's more than just the music. I think Gucci's almost always been more than his music.
Yeah, facts. The one thing I had to agree with was when he said, "Do you ride around bumping Eminem?" I had to think to myself, I was like, when's the last time I've been in a car and wanted to listen to Eminem? And there's one song, they did this re-up album that had a lot of 50 Cent Lloyd Banks on it. And there's one song off that I listen to this day still. But outside of that, I do not listen to Eminem's music.
No, I really don't.
I don't check for any of his albums now.
If everybody
he
says
did an 11-minute freestyle the other day. I had no interest in even start. Why?
Who watches those,
listen,
man?
Listen, what are you doing rapping for 11 minutes? No one is interested in
you
that.
You know what the thing about all these Eminem sales and Eminem fans is all the people that, like, there's a lot of people that all they listen to is Eminem. Because Eminem has that much music and you can do it. Like,
but bro, a lot of it is trash.
I agree, but I'm saying there's people...
Yeah.
That watch all those Eminem freestyles and have seen like hours and hours.
Well, and
hours
I can watch that
Eminem.
Stuff, the early stuff where he's just
it was
destroying
it's
dudes.
Interesting. Yeah, it's he was like when he was nothing, and you can watch old videos of him destroying dudes. Yeah. It's crazy. And when you can watch like no one can say Eminem can't rap. Eminem eats motherfuckers, but like there
it's
was
not
this
relevant
thing. On those first three albums. He was like this thing that was happening, and now it's just like I don't know. It's just like what Eminem
well,
thinks
and to
now.
Listen to him like still rap about women like. Bro, have a relationship that works, okay? Like, I'm almost sick of hearing about how women are always a problem. You're like, bro, there are women out there that are okay. Can you, like, that's what I love about the Jay-Z thing. Jay-Z was the most, I'm always digging Jay-Z. I'll own it for what it is. But he used to be a misogynist. I remember Big Pimp, and he's like, love him, lead him,
I don't fucking feed him.
Yeah, like he's saying he literally has no regard, but now he's, you know, rapping with his wife on track and it's still good music. Like that's evolution, man. You gotta evolve. And
Snoop Dogg even said that shit. I love that when they asked Snoop Dogg about making that music, he's like, I was just making music that people like. I don't really do that shit to women.
I mean, that's facts. But I feel like when Eminem raps, there's truth to that.
Nowadays, bro, no one can deny it. It sounds like a bunch of crazy white guy fantasies.
What? It's like,
right? Like, he's like, wants to kill people. He had a whole song where it was just like, it wasn't even a song. Remember Kim? Like,
yeah.
I remember, and here's the thing.
Kim was dark, bro.
When
that
you
was
were,
a dark
when
song.
When you were a kid and you heard that shit, you were like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
that was like being on drugs, bro.
Yeah,
to that
yeah,
for the first time.
It was definitely.
And you were told you're not supposed to listen to it.
Yeah.
And then you heard it and you're like, bro, I think he did kill her. And they recorded it. It sounded like it.
Yeah. You heard the duct tape and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was well put together too. You got to give that.
But it was fucking, but looking back at it, I'm like, how could you like, We were raised on that, bro. As young boys, we thought Eminem was normalized. Like, damn, is it normal to want to, like, kill
well,
your wife?
Well, and Ice-T had Cop Killer. You know what I mean? So, that's not new to the genre. And that's, but
Eminem was really big, though.
That's true. But my thing is, he never moved away from that.
No. Never grew up. He's like Peter Pan.
That's a great, you be having these low-key analogies. That's a great, great, great analogy to Eminem, because it's true. It's like
that little hat.
Yeah, I hate that hat. I hate that hat, bro.
He needs to take that dumb shit off. That stupid cadet cap that looks like I got kicked out the army. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you wearing that? You live in Vietnam? Like,
A test will.
Eminem needs someone like dressing him because dresses.
But
himself.
I mean, they get metrics on that stuff though.
He looks like an old dude that's not with it. All the time.
Yeah. All right, let's not keep bagging on him. Or maybe we should. Maybe we'll get put in the line or something. That'd be fun, you know?
Yeah, fuck it.
Like Charlamagne got put in a bunch of them, you know?
All right, we gotta cut this off. What you guys need to tell us in the comments. All right, is Eminem like, look, I don't think Gucci said nothing wrong, but is Eminem like, is he a cultural figure really still? Like, I get that overall, in general, pop he is, but in hip-hop, is he really like...
Is Eminem culturally relevant, and was Gucci Mane right, or was he wrong?
Eminem could be culturally relevant. I want to say that he could be.
He chooses not to.
Yeah, it's his own fault. That's what I think. He's not. But you tell me if I'm wrong.
5 for 30.
Right now. Okay, Offset interrupted Cardi B on stage, and she was not having it.
Did you see her face, bro?
Yeah. Bro, here's the thing. We'll play the video, guys, real quick for you. It's real short in case you have not seen it yet. This is what it looked like. All right. So Cardi B was doing her show, and Offset surprised her on stage. No one was expecting Offset.
Liberty Mutual Accident Forgiveness means they won't hike your over one mistake.
I heard that's good insurance, though. Maybe we can get a Liberty Mutual. Doesn't hold
grudges. I got Geico right now, and they're like,
Liberty Mutual won't raise their rates because of their first accident.
But I suspect fuckery.
Cardi B's relationship drama spilled on stage when her estranged husband, Offset, made a surprise appearance on our stage.
Is this video not the video? Oh, here it is.
You can hear the crowd react. This is during the Rolling Out Festival in LA over the weekend.
Yeah, look at her. Yeah, it was already over right there.
And a cake.
She's like, really?
The cake reads, "Take me back."
Really, MF? Really? Right now?
I don't think she seemed very happy about it. She told her fans later, though, to stop attacking him online.
Violating my baby father is not going to make me feel any better, because at the end of the day, that's still family. Unfortunately, we're going through things, and, it's not private. It became public, and I just want things to die down.
And they married last year. They have a child together, and Cardi B announced that she left him, is how she put it, earlier this month.
Yo. Liberty Mutual Accident Forgiveness means they won't hike your rates over one.
All right, what were you going to say, Bo?
Hey, yo, I just gained a lot of admiration for her. So I had mixed emotions on Cardi. She's beautiful, number one. She she's a star, man, top to bottom. But I haven't always liked her maturity, man. Everybody loves her for her candidness, but like
that's what makes her Cardi.
But the older I get, the more I realize the danger in complete candidness all the time. Like
that's what got her where she is.
She's gonna have to make that shift. It's time for her to make. But this shows me that she's making that shift. Because, hey, that's classy. She's still standing by her dude, even though the dude has done her dirty. He just interrupted her set.
She still made it public.
What do you mean?
By initially saying we're not together anymore and all this. This is all public when she made it public.
Well, what option does she have, though? She lives her life in the public. You got to get out in front of things when you live your life in
that space. Or she could have just, it wasn't made public till she made it public.
But think
now
about
she's,
it.
But no, what I heard when she was saying there is it was made public. And now she kind of wants it to be private. She's waiting for it to die down. I guarantee you they find about this happening in the future, and it's not brought public unless Offset makes it public.
But think about this.
Or it comes out some other way.
But think about this. She's not seen with him, so people start asking questions. She's going to interviews. She interviews all the time. People are like, I haven't seen Offset. How's Offset? Blah, blah, blah. So she's dealing with question after question after question after question, because she's going to get grilled all the time about it. And then people are going to be in her comments, her mentions. They're going to be all there asking her those questions. So she had to get out in front of it. I feel like she didn't have a choice. She was done with allowing him to cheat because I think she's allowed him
I agree with all the things, but those are emotions and shit. I'm just saying.
No, but that's what I think. I think she did a non-emotional thing by putting it out there. She said, I know I have to address this. Let me address it.
So are they getting back together?
Yes.
Okay. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think that Offset doing that thing, what he did on stage, first off.
Whack.
Yes. On two accounts.
Yeah.
First, it was whack in the account that, like, you're just like, oh, she'll think this is romantic. Imagine if, you know, you were at work and your girl had cheated on you, and then she came and said, take me back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I would be mortified by that shit, bro. I'd be completely disgusted. I probably wouldn't want to take her back after that.
No. Yeah, you just did all this other fucking shit, and they're still mad at you. You're not even giving them any space or any respect. And then on top of that, that was a fake. His apology. I'm sorry, bro.
Well, no. Listen, they may talk like that to each other, though. They may,
but I feel like, come on, man. Like, that's the one thing you say. Look,
yeah, it was terrible.
Come on. I know I'm not the only person saying that.
Because you know you got to be heartfelt. You got to be like, you know, I made mistakes.
You got to come. Yeah, exactly.
But I've been crying. I can't sleep. I need you. You know, you got to be real vulnerable, man. And that's not. And the thing is with Offset, man, and I mean, and Helica talked about this on the most recent plug, on the most recent Celebrity Beef joint, is that, you know, when you do this, you have to, like, to apologize, you have to be very sincere. And like you said, you got to give people their space, man. Let them heal.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you stand on a nerve, bro, you've had sex with multiple women outside your marriage. Multiple. We're not talking about a one-off, I got drunk. We're talking about multiple. You set up threesomes, bro. So this seems lame. Like, yeah. You clearly don't need to be married, man. It's not in your best interest if you can't control yourself to some degree. And then, you know, and I think they started their relationship. I think they were doing threesomes. And I think that's a really dangerous thing for relationships. Like, because, getting a little off on a tangent, but if you decide to have a threesome, you're automatically kind of saying it's okay a little bit.
I mean, what else are you doing but having sex with another person?
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know if their relationship started off that way. I'm just saying, like, it clearly got out of hand and they didn't know how to rein it in. And Offset has I don't know if he has a problem, but it kind of, it feels that way a little bit. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you can call that a problem.
Well, listen, if you got to.
That's
if,
like saying Motley Crue is an awesome problem. or like a gambler that's winning all the time has a gambling problem. Like, I'm just playing around. Okay, Offset.
I was thinking, like, that's interesting.
Okay, here's, like...
I mean, he's not being sophisticated about it. I mean, at the very least, if you love the person you're with and you have to cheat, because some people, maybe they can't control it.
I don't think Offset is doing the right thing when he cheats. I don't think Offset is of, like, degraded, horrible moral character, and he's sick. I think he's doing what a lot of guys.
Off like that? I don't know.
I'm just saying. We're saying. He's
I just got think a problem. I just think he has a problem controlling himself. I do think that. Like, if number one, okay. So here's my thing. This is the point I was gonna make. You shouldn't do it, right? You shouldn't, because you're gonna ruin whatever you have. You shouldn't do it, period. But the thing is if you do it, if you're not even slightly sophisticated in how you do it, you don't even try to, like, you don't even make it difficult for the person to find out. You're just doing it. Yeah. How much do you love that? I mean, and that's a horrible.
You're not even thinking about how it hurts them.
You're not even trying to not let it be seen. You're just out here doing it. So that's what I would take as the most disrespect. Like, bro, you're really willing to just be out here.
Yeah.
To hell with what I think. You just, I'm out here. It is what it is. So.
I don't know. It's one thing to do it in the music, but man, like, you know what I mean? You guys are actually married and shit. And it's like.
And you just had a fucking baby.
Right, and it's just like, I don't know, I mean, I don't know what their relationship was really like at home, but it seems like, the thing is he has access to too much. It's not like he's lacking anything.
Yeah, and that's half the thing, but you know what, I think there are a lot of people, like, you know, one person I give credit to, I think he had a cheating scandal at 1.2, but Justin Timberlake married Jessica Biel, and like, I think they separated for like a couple months, but they've had a generally quiet marriage to be in Hollywood like that. Like, they're both very Hollywood people to be.
I didn't even know they were married.
That's my point. Like, they've held it together quietly for a long time. I think that's not easy to do, but I think it does require a certain effort from both people. Like, even if she caught him cheating, she didn't put it like she was, she controlled it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it hasn't happened again in nobody's knowledge. So that's how you, so to also, you know, Justin Timberlake didn't get his start by showing his life to everybody. I think that's the one bad thing too about being the kind of celebrity that Cardi is. Your fans love you because you're real with them. You connect with them on a daily basis. You can't stop doing
that. Right.
You can't just cut that out.
Right. No, Cardi built, I don't want to say she built, but part of who Cardi is her, the way she acts, the way she talks to her fans, her candidness, like you said. So I feel like she can't just stop that. That is, you know what I mean?
And she has to change it, though. Because she has a kid now. She will. No, I think she will. That's the thing. And that's why I like that video. No, she will. And that's why I like that video, because she presented herself well. She made a great cohesive statement. She's like, look, it was quick. You know what else I was thinking during that video? Can you imagine the time where stars couldn't get to their fans immediately, where she would have to put out a press release like tomorrow or something? You know what I mean? Like, how crazy,
crazy time,
she could
bro.
Just she could just get that issue, that statement out there quickly. Like, she didn't need a publicist to write nothing up. This is so cool. But anyway,
She is a media outlet. She could sell something.
She could start her own media, you know.
She is one and doing that. What if she at the end of that, she said, oh, and my lipstick is MAC. Bye.
Did she say that?
No, but what if she did?
Oh, well, I think she'd be seen as more of a sellout because you can't plug all the time.
You can plug sometimes. Girls like makeup and they like Cardi for shit like that.
Yeah, but that was a statement like about her. She was trying to present herself in the
video. All right, I'm just saying.
Are we done? Are we out?
I'm saying she could use her live.
No, that's true.
As a media channel.
Yeah. No, that's fact.
She could use her live.
So what do you guys think? What was your reaction to...
Are Cardi and Offset together, or are they not? And was Offset, like, was that like a real apology?
Yeah, what'd you think of the apology? Was that whack?
Everybody's redubbing the apology in memes where, like, he should have been, like, crying and stuff, like doing his voice, saying he should have been like this, and then she would have taken him back.
Yeah.
But he just said, I'm sorry, bro. Come on. He's like, why are you still mad? Like, come on. Like...
I don't know. Let us know what you think in the comments below.
Comment section. Fill it up. Peace. All right. Peace.
Come on, bro. What are we cracking off with, bro?
The real news, man. So, with tears, John Gray defends gift to wife. No relentless church money used to buy a Lamborghini. Basically, we'll break down the story. The dude bought his wife a Lambo.
$200,000 Lambo. And, you know, he's trying to say it's not with church funds. And I don't believe that, because churches don't have to pay taxes. I don't want to go on a long diatribe about how I don't think that's right. But it's not right.
Agreed. 100% agreed. It's a business just like anything else.
Well, my thing is, how are you staying off the radar? How are you staying off the radar by copping your wife a $200,000 Lamborghini? I'm not saying she shouldn't have a nice S-Class. You can get it a big body Benz, you know? But a Lamborghini? What are you, racing it up to the church? I mean, it seems excessive.
That's extravagant.
And I'm not...
Extravagant.
You sound like you're doing a voice or something. Like,
extravagant.
Extravagant. That's funny. It doesn't make any sense. And you're only going to bring the IRS your way. You think they don't peep stuff like that? I mean, I guess they can't do nothing, though.
Huh. Right. No, I mean, that's their money. It's more of just like, I don't know, how do you feel going to that church?
Well, you
know.
Pulling
up, you're that time you got to give money and tithe.
I know, right?
Your wife pull up in a Lambo and you're hurting.
Yeah, they send that collection plate around.
The money's for Jesus. And you're like.
There was a dude probably about 5 or 6 years ago that made $3 or $4 million from donations based on the fact that he made people think he was Jesus.
What the fuck?
This is in Florida.
Bro, one of those weird churches in Yuma. You know, I told you about one when we tried. This is the second time
with the blinds. This is the second
girl. There's another weird church in Yuma where some shit was going on, and someone found a Bible that the priest was writing in. Or he's not the priest. He was like the father. He was just like a dude that made a church. And fucking, he wrote, like, instead of God, he wrote I and all the fucking parts in the Bible and shit.
You thought he was God?
Apparently, I don't know. It's secret. I don't know what the fuck.
Weren't you hanging out with me? What are your boys? No, I'm just playing.
Bro, people do weird shit, bro. There was a place out in the boonies out there, like a couple years ago, where some dude like killed himself and like his like family or some shit. He killed a bunch of people and he made like a whole Satanist offering thing out of everything. And then when they came out there, oh, that's what happened. When they came out there to see what was going on, he started shooting at the police. And then he fucking killed himself and they went in there and there's all this demon shit everywhere. Everyone got freaked the fuck out.
I bet. I wouldn't want to go in a crime scene. But we talked about this before. If you live isolated, away from everything and everybody, there's probably something that's a little...
Yeah, something's got to be off with you. That's not normal.
Yeah, yeah.
We're communal.
People, you should generally... I mean, I don't always love being around people, but like, I wouldn't hide from them. I wouldn't go like 100 miles out somewhere. Yeah, it's the natural thing. So I think this pastor's a dickhead, and I would hope that people wouldn't go to his church. I mean, you know, the thing about like the whole story of Jesus and everything that Jesus embodies is not about this at all.
Jesus was kicking it with hookers and poor people and shit. Jesus wasn't like...
Jesus was a man of the people. He didn't care. Yeah,
Jesus was walking around. Remember in Indiana Jones? When he fucking picks his cup, the carpenter's cup, it's humble. Yeah. Jesus was walking around with no shoes on and shit.
Yeah.
He walked everywhere. He didn't have a Lamborghini.
So how do you even... So my thing is like, the stupidity in this is, how do you even defend this to your churchgoers? I'm sure he'll find a nice spin on it, but what do you say to your churchgoers?
When you're a pious man, sometimes God blesses you. That should be a lesson to all of you.
Have you heard that before? Hey, I think you heard that before.
Living God's grace.
If you want a Lambo...
Further from God's light...
Well, that's why I get so mad about the tax thing, is because like you get to build these massive structures and not, you know, obviously you pay for what it costs to construct it, but that's it.
Yeah, and it's just a monument to your God.
And you don't, I mean.
Here's the thing, because I always say this, because I was talking about this earlier, where I was like, I think it's bullshit that it's like people get mad if you say Merry Christmas. That's the day that I celebrate. It's the day that we all get off work, and it's a national fucking holiday in this country. And if someone tells me Happy Hanukkah, I'm not going to be offended. That's what they celebrate. If someone tell me whatever they celebrate, if I go to China, they celebrate some other fucking day and they say Happy this, I'm not going to be like, but why?
Yeah, and it's not like Christmas is like...
It doesn't mean anything offensive to you.
Like the Thanksgiving thing, I could see more if like you were talking to a native, hey, Happy Thanksgiving.
That's a little bit different.
For you, you know what I mean? But like Christmas, I can't see a problem with that. I don't... I mean, I guess some people don't believe in the story of Jesus.
The people that are Christian believe that Jesus died on that day for all of our sins. They don't believe in it. Like, that's what the thing is. Maybe some people don't use it. Most people misuse it to sell shit, actually. So if you want to talk about what people misuse it for, if it's more than anything else, I don't remember what I was relating that back to.
Happy holidays, bro.
Hey. What were we talking about right before I started going about Christmas with this shit?
We're talking about the guy giving his wife $200,000 Lambo.
Yeah, you should say Merry Christmas. I don't know.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays, bro.
I mean, whatever you celebrate, there's nothing wrong with it.
Why can't you say happy holidays, though? What's wrong with that?
No, you say that. I'm not offended if you say happy holidays.
But
someone told me at work something that wasn't my boss or something about saying Merry Christmas.
So if your boss had said it, you'd have been all right with it?
Look.
Sort of. You're like, well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not going to switch what I'm saying. I don't think it's offensive to say
Merry Christmas. No, I don't think it is either. I have a problem if you don't say it, but if I say it to you, I probably wouldn't say it. I say Happy Holidays. I switched that a few years back. I just got with the times. I was like, all right, that's not hard. Happy Holidays.
I like saying Merry Christmas. Unless maybe if you obviously sound like you definitely don't celebrate Christmas.
How do you know that?
If you have like a thick accent.
Racist. That's racist.
How's that racist?
Anybody with an accent doesn't celebrate Christmas. I would actually beg to
an accent say, from a place where they don't celebrate Christmas.
No, nah, I would say I know a lot of Indian people that celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, there's a lot of Christian people in India.
So where's okay? That. So based on what you're saying, where's the place that people don't celebrate, but they have an accent that don't celebrate Christmas? I would think a lot of.
I had a guy on the phone that was fucking. He was from like Iran or something, man. And, like, it said it in his thing. And he was talking like that. That guy definitely didn't celebrate Christmas.
I don't feel like that's a good judge. I don't. Why? I don't feel like, because you're not going to be able to know. I think a lot of people, I think most countries celebrate Christmas. Fine, even if they don't. You know
what? You're right. I should get to 100 and tell them Merry Christmas. I should get to 100 and said, Merry fucking Christmas, Ahmed.
That's... Okay, direct.
How is that fucked up?
Direct all hate mail to this guy. I didn't say any of that. I am laughing at it though. But no, because I mean, I think a lot of countries, even if they don't celebrate the story of Christ, they celebrate Christmas.
Right. 100%. But it was theirs first. Like, even if from the outside, it's their holiday. That'd be like if we all started celebrating Hanukkah because we liked it too, and then we got mad at Jews for being like, well, it is about the Maccabees and all this fucking shit. I'm like, what is?
Right. I don't know. You made it right, bro. I followed you down that right hand turn you made.
You didn't bring me back.
I didn't. I let you go all the way down that rabbit hole.
I said, what are we? Why was I bringing up Christmas? And then you questioned me further about Christmas
because I didn't. Because you were so adamant, I had to peel back the first layer to see what was there. Now that I found out, I'm good. I'm going back to.
You can celebrate whatever else you want. I'm just saying why I can't say Merry Christmas
because people find it offensive.
That's not my problem, I guess. I don't know why. How there's no good base.
Some people don't believe in the story of Jesus. They don't believe in it. So it offends them that you would say that to them. Because that's what that represents. It does to some people. Some people feel
I
like...
I can't even tell if you're arguing with me and pissing me off. Or you're really making an argument right now.
No, I'm giving
like,
you...
It represents that.
I'm giving you a logical rebuttal to why people have a problem with it. That's
because
why.
They don't celebrate it?
Because so, they don't believe in that, and they feel like somebody's saying that
so
to them.
So if someone tells me Happy Hanukkah, I should be able to rebuke them.
Yes. By
get on my fucking face with that Hanukkah shit. You tell me Happy Holidays, motherfucker. You don't know what I believe in.
I can't. I cannot, man. I don't know that it's right, but yes, by that transitive property.
But what did I say that was wrong?
No, I'm just saying you were asking why people had a problem with it. I was telling you that because some people find it offensive.
Well, they need to get over it. If I don't just go, some things I don't like, and I just grow up and I realize I'm an adult, and that's just how life is.
I'm done. I'm turning this shit off, man. I can't keep going. Hey, 5:30, man.
I just realized how much you're dying. Time for the real news.
God.
Tory Lanez went off on Royce the 5'9" after he said Joyner Lucas outwrapped him in their battle. So wait, Royce the 5'9" said didn't say anything wrong.
No, he didn't. Not at all. And Tory Lanez jumped out there like a clown. He called him Mr. Muscle Milk. I guess Royce the 5'9" is pretty swole. I don't know. I'll look up some pictures of him now, which seems kind of strange.
That's a stupid It only sounds funny.
Mr. Muscle Milk. Yeah,
but it's like, why are you commenting on his I don't know. Like,
well, I'm uncomfortable with most of this. I feel like Tory Lanez. If you think you want, I think Tory Lanez is talking about confidence issues. I think Tory Lanez is being a little less than confident.
Because I don't think it was like, I don't think it was clear who won. I think Joyner Lucas did out rap him.
Well,
if that's all you care about, but I don't think Joyner Lucas made better music.
He don't look that swole. I don't know. Am I missing something? I don't know why he would call him Mr. Muscle Milk.
Maybe he's trying to hit school and he sucks.
He can't do it.
He's just drinking all this muscle milk and nothing's happening.
Or maybe he's got to deal with them. But I think that Tory's not being confident. And then he went back and was like, you know what? It's fine. I got to stop acting like my brother Joyner didn't do his thing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you just sound kind of weird, man. Like, you don't. All he did was give his opinion. And you
real
got
shit? He sounded kind of fake.
Who, Tory did?
Kind of, if you're going back on what you were saying a second ago and just like...
Yeah, he flipped immediately. Also because
everybody
I think...
responds and then you're like, oh, well, actually...
I think Royce also has street cred. I think... I don't know. It kind of felt like...
You can't say... Royce, back on Eminem, Royce was on Eminem albums.
Well, not only that, but Royce had beef with him and he's been in, you know, dramatic gun-toting, gun-shooting situations.
Yeah, he's been in crazy situations and now he's like found God and shit.
Yeah, I mean, he used to be an alcoholic, too. So he's come a long way. And yeah, and you rap with Eminem, you get clout. I didn't like it, man. It made me dislike Tory Lanez a little bit more. I kind of feel like he's weird anyway, man. I don't know. He just strikes me as somebody that's too energetic for the room. And you kind of just want to be like, hey, man, can you relax a little bit? Nobody's hype like that. You know what I mean? Like, just doesn't understand the vibe of the room. You know, and it's kind of like, chill, bro. We all chilling, but you loud. What did you think? I've been taking up the time.
I mean, yeah, I think he's just, I just 100% agree. I think you're just acting like a clown. You don't need to, all these people just don't know how to like roll with it. Like if you react like this, you give it like more power. Like if you start like defending yourself, you're justifying the reason to make the argument in the first place. Like if someone says that your shit was wet, like what are you gonna be like? No, I rap better. Like look, the raps are out. Let people keep listening to them. If you lost, you lost. If you won, you won. I don't think it was clear. I don't think, you know what I mean? And now you're making it seem like you're the loser.
Well, and it just feels insecure chick. I mean, you know, we just talked about Eminem. A lot of problems Eminem had on his album is he got mad about people saying his albums were whack. Well, here's an idea. Make a better fucking album. Yeah. You know, like, make a better disc. Not just
they don't appreciate good music anymore. If everybody's telling you something's wrong with it, maybe you should listen.
Yeah, it hurts.
You didn't used to get that. Everybody used to tell you this shit is hard.
Well, and it's probably a tough pill to swallow. I mean, I think it's a tough pill to swallow for Tory Lanez to get out-rapped. I think it's probably embarrassing to get out-rapped publicly. I mean, that's why I don't do battles. That's why a lot of people avoid that. Because you don't want to look bad. You know what I mean? But
that's why I'm just like...
If you make the music, though, you got to deal with the criticism of it.
I just wouldn't be fazed by, like, someone rapping better than me.
Yeah.
Like, that's how my view of it is I just would, like... And that's why I'd never be in a rap battle. I'd never be, like...
That's my point, too.
You know what I mean? I'd never be up next to you being, like, with your hat and your two shoes. You can't stand with me, bro. Like, bars! I'd just never be doing that shit. Like, I seen when... I remember when they were doing that out here at the Phoenix hip-hop event.
Yeah.
And everyone was going live and shit. Yeah, and they were, like, hyping it all up.
Yeah.
And, I just kind of mock the whole idea of it being like, okay, what? So you wrote some rhymes better than me? Am I supposed to be fucking like?
Well, and I mean, I don't know how old Tory Lanez is, but like to somebody,
Tory Lanez ain't that type of artist.
Well, I mean, he came up as a battle MC. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so he came up battling. So I think for him, there is a certain element of I lost, it means something to me. You don't have that kind of care about that aspect of making music. Like, you like the sound. You like how's my melody. You like how are my bars hitting. You're not really concerned about, like...
Yeah, I'm thinking about the listener experience.
Yeah, exactly. You're not worried about dropping flashy things in your songs. I mean, your songs are flashy because of how you produce them. I think that Tory Lanez is trying to come from a old school, you know, lunch table beat battle session, and he lost, and he feels kind of bad, you know?
Yeah, and he probably never lost before.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I said this is probably new to him. But, you know, and this is where also, this is the last thing I'm going to say about this, is that this is where your camp comes into play, too. You know, like for me, we get big enough, bro, I don't want to operate my social media. I don't want to do that. Because... You go through too many emotions on a day-to-day basis when you're dealing with big money, dealing with huge situations, and you're going to feel a certain way about other artists. Like, at some point, we may deal with artists that do us dirty or whatever. You got to eat that sometimes. Like, they say DJ Khaled, for a lot of the work he did with Cash Money, he never got paid. Did you ever hear him say that?
No.
Because he's not on his phone. I mean, he probably does a lot of, I don't know what he does as far as putting stuff out, but I don't think he does it because he keeps that, you got to have that emotional line where you're not... always making bad decisions. You have somebody saying, nah, bro, you tell them, hey, text this. All right, I got you. I'll put it out there.
Right.
But they just hold on to it because they know, like, it's an emotional response when I'm putting that out there. You know what I mean? And I don't think Tory has it. I think he's going right from his phone. And
yeah, he's just doing whatever the fuck he feels like.
Yeah, and you look silly.
Nah, he's just shooting from the hip, and I think he's making dumb decisions, and that's the thing, because, like I said, I think he's making it out like he lost now.
I think he knows he did. That's what this sounds like to me, bro. You feel like...
To me, it didn't seem like he had lost. I don't know. That was my view of it.
I don't know. I didn't listen to them both intently enough, so I can't really call it.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's one of those things, like, honestly, a lot of these beefs, sometimes they take, like, a while before us to really tell who won.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
So, I'm off it, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yo, let us know what you think in the comments below. Who actually won the battle? Because like I said, I didn't listen enough to know. And what do you think about the back and forth with 5'9"? With 5'9", who wins in a fight real quick?
It was Tory.
I'm going to go with Royce. Tory just looks like a clown to me.
Putin says rap should be controlled in Russia, not banned. So were people fighting with Putin? And telling him, like, let's ban it. And he was like, no, just control it.
So what happened is there was an artist from Russia who's a hip-hop artist. And he had a really big show going on. And he's done a lot of impromptu shows where he just kind of pops up. But this one was actually scheduled. And they canceled it and called it, I can't remember what the phrase was. It's probably in that article if you end up scrolling down at some point. But basically, they canceled his concert. And the response has basically been that rap is the biggest genre in the world now. And so I got to impute in his credit. He's smart because he's selling the idea of censoring hip hop, because hip hop only focuses on three things that he says are money, sex, and rebellion, which isn't entirely inaccurate.
Right.
I mean, we were talking about this earlier. A lot of newer hip hop aficionados don't understand that, like, hip hop came from the rebellion, the struggle, you know, and that's why the old school old heads thing has changed, because it's not as about the struggle as much anymore. It's about, like,
party, and the glamour.
Party. Yeah, it's about partying. So I think it was smart of him to get out in front of it and to, like, and to embrace the fact that he's not going to ban it. I just don't know how you police it.
Right. Right. Like, I don't know how you can't enforce that. So it's going to end up making them look.
No,
like,
you definitely can. I mean, he would choose.
You can, but people are still going to make music.
Yeah. And then you have to criminalize it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think he can control it in the sense that if he can outlaw people.
I think as the world gets more and more globalized, it's going to be harder and harder to control people in this way.
I don't know. Putin's been, in power for how long?
He's been in power, but does that mean that all his everything he's put through has worked perfectly? They got kicked out of the Middle East.
But in a lot of, but like in Russia, it's not like here though. They don't have freedom. So if he says you can't do something, you don't do it. Otherwise, you go to jail.
There's a huge criminal enterprise in Russia. The laws aren't really followed by lots of
people. You think that people would go criminal just to make music? I mean, would you be a criminal to make music?
People do it here.
How so? Besides stealing. That's what I'm talking about, stealing beats and shit?
No, I'm talking about like how people, like, music is funded by a lot of criminal activities often.
Like funding it is different because you can make money back on that. If you have to go criminal to make music, you're not going to make...
If there's a demand for it, there's money to be made.
So you would, if there was a demand for your music. Because I'm saying, what about the average artist?
There would be a demand for it if it was on the black market.
That's interesting. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
I bet you it's such a big country, man. People just want to fucking express themselves. And then when you tell them they can't do it in the coolest way that there is, like, people are always doing it. There's like rebellions and all sorts of fucking factions of people and shit doing shit in Russia. You think none of them want to rap about each other?
And just be like, I just don't see it being like a thing you get locked up over. You know what I mean? I feel like,
I don't know, man. That country has a way different history that we don't understand. And our country is different. Like, people, like, in that country, there's people that are like 50 and 60 that remember getting put in like a gulag.
What's a gulag?
It's like a Russian prison where they made you work.
Oh, okay.
After World War II, that happened in the country for like 40 years.
You really do know your political science shit. That was your major, right?
Yeah.
You'd be spouting off shit. I'd be like, oh.
Nah, shit went down in Russia, bro. Russia is like fucked up.
Yeah.
So bro, the average, I'm going to throw this out there too. The average fucking lifespan of a man in Russia is under 70. It's like way lower than every other country at its like living span. It's because the rate of people being alcoholics and smoking there, especially among men, is incredibly high. That's another huge thing. Like there, it is most people there die from complications from the two.
Wow, and you definitely got to make hip hop about some shit like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how this works out. This is kind of a 5 for 30 quickie. What do you guys think? Do you think this is not possible? Do you think? Would you start a rap group or start recording rap music?
If you were Russian, would you make Russian raps, even if they're illegal? Are you real or not is a real question.
Oh, it's deeper than rap then. So this comes down to you being real or not if you don't want to go to jail for it.
If you weren't willing to fucking go to Russian prison.
Then you don't really want to rap. Russian self. You ain't got no bars, bro. That's what the problem is.
Bro, you were just another cog in the machine. You could have stood out, but...
you should stand out by going to prison. You should go to prison and stand out.
5 and 30, man. Tell us in the comments.
Oh, shit. Yo, so thanks for rocking with us. If you like what you heard, if you have an opinion, if you want us to talk about something specific, definitely hit us up on our Instagram handles at Merrill Productions and at Grip Get It. Also, feel free to check out our YouTube videos. You can leave us a comment there. We'll respond on the podcast. Also, go in that app store and give us a review. Give us a 5-star review if you like what you heard. Even if what you didn't, let us know. We appreciate you rocking with us. 5 for 30. We are out.